In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, everybody's preparing for Thanksgiving. But don't forget to give thanks. Don't forget to give thanks for all that God has given us. Don't forget to give thanks. Oh, it's our privilege to thank God for what we have received. There are so many people today that aren't going to really celebrate Thanksgiving. They have no place to go. It's time for us to give thanks. It's time for us to open our homes to other people that would not celebrate the great gift of Thanksgiving. I'm reading from John, the epistle, chapter 2, verse 18. Children, it is the last hour. Wow. As you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. From this we know that it is the last hour. He's talking about people now. They went out from us. They went out from our community. But they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But by going out, they made it plain that none of them belongs to us, belongs to the community, belongs to the church. But you have been anointed by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And all of you have knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and you know that no lie comes from the truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's Jesus. To know the truth is to know Jesus. To know the truth is to know that he gave his life for us. He shed his blood for us. He died, he was buried, and rose from the dead. That's the truth. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ, the one who denies that Jesus is the Messiah? They're the liar. This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Everyone who confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. And if what you heard from the beginning abides in you, what do we hear from the beginning? We heard that the Lord Jesus shed his blood for us, that the Lord Jesus mounted the cross for us, that the Lord Jesus, through his blood, forgave us, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that he not only died and buried, he rose from the dead. Then you will abide in the Son and in the Father, and this is what he has promised us. Eternal life. John says in another place, eternal life is this, to know thee, the one true God, the Father, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. That's eternal life. To know the Father and to know the Son, to know the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit, to know the Father and to know the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit. I write these things to you concerning those who would deceive you. As for you, the anointing that you received from him abides in you, and so you do not know or have a need for anyone to to teach you. Let me tell you what that means. Inside us is the inner word. When someone preaches the gospel, it clicks with the inner word in my heart, the anointing. The anointing. I can only speak the outer word. But when I speak the outer word for people who are open, it is in their heart, the inner word. And they too experience salvation, that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried and rose from the dead. I tell you, this is important. But as his anointing teaches us about all things, and it is true and is not a lie, and just it has taught you, abide in him. The anointing is so important. You see, if I am not anointed to do this, I'm wasting my time. If I'm not anointing to do this radio program, I'm wasting my time. Oh God, I ask for more of the anointing. I ask for more of the anointing so that I would reach people, so that people would come to know you as Jesus in the sacrament of your body and blood. Oh yes, that's why I am on, not only to preach the word, but to preach the real presence of the Lord Jesus Christ as Eucharist. And I want people to come and receive that after they go to confession. We know that he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me will live because of me. Hallelujah. This is the bread that has come down from heaven. Unlike the bread that your fathers ate in the wilderness and died, those who eat this bread, the body and blood of Christ, will live forever. Hallelujah. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he is revealed, we may have confidence and not be put to shame before him at his coming. Abide. It tells us in the 15th chapter of St. John, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you can ask whatever you will. It will be given to you. If you abide in me, you will produce much fruit. It is my Father's will that you abide in me and so produce much fruit. What kind of fruit? People, people, people. Verse 29. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who does right has been born of him. Chapter 3. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. That's real. That's real. The world does not know the Catholic Christian. The world does not know the Christians. The world does not know. Why? Because we dwell in him, and he dwells in us. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. That's amazing. We are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light. But when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Imagine, right now I see Jesus as Eucharist. It is the same Jesus who is in heaven, who died and rose. It is the same Jesus, but it's in mystery. There's going to be a day, by the grace of the living God, that we are all going to be able to see Jesus face to face, face to face, face to face. And all who have this hope in him purifies themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. This kind of sin is walking in sin, being really habitually walking in sin. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins. Where? On the cross. And in him there is no sin. In Jesus there is no sin. No one who abides in him walks in sin. No one who walks in sin has either seen him or known him. If we walk in sin, we have never experienced him. Walked in sin, you know. What kind of sin? Any kind of sin. That I walk in hatred, and I walk in that hatred. I do not know him because I am so filled with hatred. Let's continue. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. Everyone who commits and walks in sin is a child of the devil. He tells us in the first chapter that if we sin, we have an advocate, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, and not only for us, but for the world. I'm talking about walking in sin, turning your back against God. That's what I'm talking about. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The Son of God was revealed for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. You've got to know that. That Jesus was revealed not only to forgive our sins and to make us righteous and children of God, but to destroy the works of the devil. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Those who have been born of God do not walk in sin, because God's seed abides in them, and they cannot walk in sin, because they have been born of God. The children of God and the children of the devil are revealed in this way. All who do not do what is right are not from God, nor those who do not love their brothers and sisters. Remember, he called us to love our brother and our sister as he loved us, even until death. Yes, we do not want to have hate in our hearts. We've been hurt, I understand that. We've been hurt, but we do not want to have hate in our hearts, because we'll take that person to the grave, and they will keep us from seeing face to face the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not what we want. I tell you, people that are sensitive, and I'm sensitive, have a lot of forgiveness to do in people, because people did things to me, around me, in me, and I need to forgive them. I have, in the name of Jesus. I've forgiven. I don't want to walk in sin. I don't want to walk in sin. I want to walk in forgiveness. Oh, yes. I don't want to take people to the grave with me. No, I want to know that I have forgiven people, and that God has blessed me by giving me the Spirit of God. For this is the message you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Yes, as he loved us. We must not be like Cain, who was from the evil one and murdered his brother Abel. Why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brothers righteous. Do not be astonished, brothers and sisters, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brothers and sisters. We have passed from death to life because we love the brothers and sisters. That's why I say I have nothing to fight with that people aren't Catholic. I love them. Oh, it makes my heart jump with joy when we go out to the streets and we hear a pastor preaching the word of God in Spanish. He's my brother. He's my brother. I do not want to think anything negative about him. He might not be a Catholic, but he is a man of God preaching the word of God to people on the streets. It's wonderful. Anthony, my friend, does the same thing. Preaches the word of God on the streets. He has a loudspeaker, and he tells people that they're loved by Jesus. And people come up to him, and he prays with them. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I do not want to put people that are not in my congregation, I do not want to put them on the blacklist. They are my brothers and sisters, and I am called to love them. Whoever does not love abides in death. All who hate brother or sister are murderers, and you know that murderers do not have eternal life. Again, if we hate our brother or sister, we're murderers. It's not good. It takes away our energy anyway. It's time to forgive, but I don't feel forgiveness. I don't care what you feel. You do it with your mind and with your heart the best way that you can. That you forgive people who have hurt you. And people who have hurt you really did hurt you. You can't deny the hurt, but you can forgive them. When people come to me and they tell me they've been molested, my first question after I listen to them is, have you ever forgiven that person? Now, I'm going to tell you, most people say, I have forgiven that person. It's not good to walk in unforgiveness. We know love by this, that he, Jesus, laid down his life for us. He, Jesus, laid down his life for you. Oh, yes, and the world, but for you. I'm speaking to you. Jesus laid down his life for you. He wants to wash you with his blood. He's got plans for you. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. You say, but my life is wasted. It's never too late. He died for you. Does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees his brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and we will reassure our hearts before him. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Maybe your heart condemns you for what you've done. God forgives you. He laid down his life for you. He bled for you. He was buried for you. He rose from the dead for you. I don't feel it, you say. I don't care what you feel. That's what God did for you. For you. I'm talking to you right now. That's what God did for you. and you need to forgive people who have hurt you. The first thing Jesus did on the cross was to forgive. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Imagine, they were crucifying him, nails in his hands and nails in his feet, and a spear in his side. His first words on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God. Yes, we have boldness because the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and we have access to the Heavenly Father. And being bold, Father, I say to you today, I love you, but Lord, you've got to touch young people. You've got to touch young people. You've got to touch young people. You've got to convert young people. That's what we want to happen. Father, we call you by your name, Abba. Convert young people. I am bold enough to say that because I know that is your will. It is your will that people and young people would be saved. Amen. And we receive from him whatever we ask because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. What is the commandment of God? That we would believe in the name of Jesus Christ and love one another as he has loved us. Oh, yes. This is what's really wonderful. This is what's really wonderful. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. Let me tell you, if you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you will produce much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit that he has given us. How do I know he abides in me? By the Holy Spirit that was given to me in baptism and given to me as an adult. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. So much in these couple of chapters, so much in these couple of chapters, that Jesus Christ the righteous died so that we would be righteous. He took upon himself the sins of the world, but your sins and mine. This is real. This is real. We need to know this. We need to love people. Oh, yes, we need to love people. We go to the homeless on a Saturday, and on a Friday night, someone goes. Jen goes on a Friday night, and we need to love these people. These people all have mothers and fathers who must be suffering because their children are not home, and only God knows what they're doing, and God cares what they're doing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's about love. It's about hope. It's about faith. It's about faith working through love. Faith working through love. Faith working through love. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do you believe that God's Son, who is very God, became flesh, became a human being, so that you and I would be in heaven because of his cross and resurrection? God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.